My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh, who represents the land of Lincoln's 8th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts today on a number of issues related to the U.S. Congress and especially our nation's fiscal health, from the president calling for the enactment of the Buffett Rule, which would make wealthier Americans pay a minimum of 30% in taxes to the federal government. We also want to get his reaction to some of the developments on the health care front as well, time permitting. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Greg.
Wealthier Americans who make most of their money through a regular salary already pay well over 30% in taxes to the federal government. So the president is taking aim at those who get most of their income through investments, because that rate is around 15% or so. And so he wants to institute a tax called the Buffett Rule that would make wealthier Americans pay at least a minimum of 30% to the federal government, regardless of how that income came in. How do you react to that?
You know, my reaction is the same as during the 2008 campaign. I think it was when Charlie Gibson of ABC News had to educate the president on what happens when you raise the capital gains tax rate, for instance, that revenues actually go down. And he said it didn't matter. He still would want to raise the capital gains tax rate because it was the fair thing to do. Look, this is the president who doesn't understand this economy. He doesn't understand how our free market works. He believes to get reelected, he's got to pit Americans against each other and play this game called class warfare. The wealthy in this country, by every indicator, pay more now as a hard rate and as a percentage of tax income going into the government than they did 20 or 30 years ago. And this is, to me, the most tragic aspect of this. The International Franchise Association came out and polled their small business owners, I think a day ago, in reaction to the president's Buffett Rule announcement. And 88% of franchisers, small businessmen and women, earn more than $1 million annually. And because they're taxed as individuals, they will be negatively impacted by this tax. This is a tax on small businessmen and women, the job creators in this country.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. And, sir, the president, as you mentioned, has been saying a lot of these same things since 2008 and possibly even before. Do you get the sense that the electorate is agreeing with it or not?
I'm out all the time. I'm holding town halls all the time. I'm in my district all the time. I really do believe most Americans see through this stuff. Look, compared to every other country in the civilized world, there's very little class envy in this country. Why is that? Because Americans, rich, middle class, and poor, they all want to be rich. They all want to succeed. And so typically when you poll Americans, even low-income Americans and middle-income Americans don't want to see wealthy Americans overtaxed because they want to be wealthy one day. We have an abysmal job recovery right now in this country, and this whole notion of the Buffett Rule, again, is a direct attack on job creators in this country. I don't know why he doesn't get that.
You're on the Small Business Committee in the House. You have, as you mentioned, talked to a lot of small business owners. What do they think the impact would be on them if, in fact, this were to go through?
They're scared to death because, again, the vast majority of these men and women are taxed as individuals, and many of them make, their companies make more than $250,000, more than a half million, more than $1 million a year. But even, you know, small business guys that employ 40 to 50 people, and they're struggling, even if they, you know, gross $1 million a year, they're going to be taxed as wealthy Americans. Look, the business community, the small business community in this country, they basically called the timeout a year ago. They don't believe or trust anything this president says, and they're waiting until after this next election to hire and grow.
We're talking with Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. And, sir, there's also been some news on the health care front in the past couple of days. First of all, as the Supreme Court considers what to do, if anything, with the individual mandate and perhaps the entire law, we've learned that the administration has allotted about $500 million to the Internal Revenue Service to move forward in implementation. What's your reaction to that?
This is like Groundhog Day, Greg. Since this law was passed, couple of years ago, every single week, almost every single day, we've learned something bad about it. And now, I mean, we realized, the country realized a year ago that unless this law is repealed, small businesses in this country are going to take an enormous hit. Our healthcare system is going to take an enormous hit. It will add to our almost unconscionable debt. Wonderfully, the American people consistently, month by month, want to see Obamacare repealed. You know, the CBO came out a couple weeks ago, Greg, and said, oops, it looks like the 10-year cost for Obamacare is going to be about $1.7 trillion instead of $800 billion. There isn't anybody in my district that believes that's the final cost of this thing. So, again, this is principally a government regulation which is causing small businessmen and women in this country to pause.
And that leads right to the news today of this new study commissioned by congressional Republicans that show that the debt over the next 10 years caused by the president's health care plan will be a minimum of about $340 billion. Of course, that's a long way from the projections prior to the bill's passage. Do you see this as a game-changing issue, or do you think the reaction will pretty much fall along the usual lines?
Oftentimes, when we talk about trillions and billions, average Americans, their eyes glaze over because they are numbers that most of us can't comprehend. But I'll tell you, the American people have a wonderful common sense, and that's why the polling reflects this. They know that the Obama administration was not honest 2 or 3 years ago when they said this thing was going to bend the cost curve. I mean, just on its face, how can you, for the government, say that you're going to add 20 to 30 million people to the insured in this country, and it's not going to cost anything? That just doesn't pass the smell test. I think what's going to happen, Greg, is, look, the Supreme Court, there is no way I can imagine that they are going to say that the individual mandate is constitutional. And I think once that happens, combined with all of this evidence that we now know shows Obamacare isn't workable and is not affordable, it's going to be thrown right back to Congress to do something Congress should have done 3 years ago, which is repeal Obamacare and put together 2 to 3 smaller health reform measures that can get bipartisan support.
Last question before we let you go, sir. You won a very tight race in 2010. You're a prime target for the Democrats. How are you viewing your chances here as you gear up for the reelection fight?
I am probably the White House's and certainly the Democrats' number one congressional target. And I'm running in a gerrymandered, very difficult redistricting new district here in Illinois. But look, it's a fight I relish, Greg, because the choice is simple. If you really like what this president's doing, and you want to put the Democrats back in charge of all of Washington, then you can't vote for me. I refuse to believe that most Americans want to go down that road, and I've got 7.5 months to get in front of as many of them as I can.
Well, we'll certainly be checking in. It's certainly shaping up to be one of the most hotly contested House races, and we'll be happy to keep track of it. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Great to be with you, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very much. Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh represents his state's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.